This is a special edition of Macro Voices with hedge fund manager Eric Townsend, the premier financial podcast targeting professional finance, high net worth individuals, family offices, and other sophisticated investors. Now, for this special edition of Macro Voices, here's hedge fund manager Eric Townsend.
Macro Voices All-Stars Episode 31 was recorded on July 8th, 2019. I'm Eric Townsend. MI2 founder Julian Brigden is back with us today. This episode of Macro Voices All-Stars is brought to you by TopTradersUnplugged.com, the leading podcast for systematic trading and investing. They're even offering Macro Voices listeners a free book. I'll tell you how to claim it at the end of this episode. Julian, cryptocurrencies are back. I certainly had a very strong reaction to Facebook's Libra announcement. In fact, I published a whole 45-minute video on that subject, which is on our homepage at macrovoices.com. But they are back. They're getting a lot of attention suddenly, and Bitcoin is on the rise. And of course, the bulls are saying, this is it. We're going to replace government-issued money with Bitcoin, which will solve everybody's problems. Do you see similarities between crypto and anything else, let's say gold?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think, you know, both of these are very interesting at this point. To my mind, they are just sort of anti-dollar trades, right? Particularly anti-dollar trade or anti-fiat money trades in an environment where yields race to the lows. So I think, you know, as trading vehicles, I think they're potentially very interesting. We've been long gold for about a month now. We like it. We like it against a range of currencies. It is my preferred trading method just because I think that for most investors, unless you've got a cast iron stomach wrapped in lead, crypto is just way too volatile. And I also shy away from crypto because I'm, you know, it's a bit like you just brought up Libra. I think Libra is an interesting, and I haven't delved into it massive length, but I think it's a very interesting departure because to me, Libra isn't crypto in its purest sense. Libra is an exchange vehicle for you to, you know, if you're sitting maybe in a third world country to or a less developed country, to change your currency into, say, dollars to go and buy something off eBay or so on and so forth. And so it really is, and that's why it's linked with sort of Visa and MasterCard, because it really is an exchange process rather than a cryptocurrency. But I think it's going to, I've got to admit, big picture, I think it's going to do, if it's allowed to live, and we'll see whether the government's let it, I think it's going to do a lot to undermine the legitimate functioning of some of the, you know, in some of the roles that Bitcoin conceptually could play. And that's why my fear with Bitcoin is that if ever becomes sufficiently interesting enough, governments will just ban it outright. You're just not going to be allowed to own it. If it ever becomes a big enough threat to fiat money, then in the same way that, you know, the US government basically took away your gold in the 30s, I mean, they compensated you for it, but they took it away, they'll do the same with your Bitcoin. And I know at this point there'll be a bunch of people who'll say, yeah, but that's the whole purpose. I can, you know, they can't find it. Okay. But as I remember one Texas senator saying about Skilling when he was sentenced, when he said to my old boss at Medley, he said, look, I just don't care what happens to that boy. I just want him to end up in a big dark hole with a boy called Bubba who calls him Shirley. And when that gets threatened to the vast majority of Bitcoin holders, they'll hand over their Bitcoin. So it's a great trade. It's a high beta gold trade. Is it ultimately where we're going? No.
Julian, what's your current view on silver? Do you think it will go up like gold, or is the price action more disconnected and maybe catches up later? What are the chances that it could go to, let's say, $50 silver?
It's been a massive source of frustration. All the precious metals, platinum and silver, to be honest, outside the gold space, none of these trades have worked. And I think, you know, that's in marked contrast to, should we say, early 2016, which was the last major reflation trade. That suggests to me, to some extent, that the Fed has not, and the central banks have not sufficiently eased, potentially, to engender true reflation. To me, that takes genuine dollar weakness, which is what we got in the early part of 2016. And there are some signs of that. There's some nascent signs that we're getting there. Certainly, we believe that the Fed is going to ease in July. And we've been betting on that since the end of last year. But I worry at this point that they may not do as much as the market expects. So I think there's a bit of the market getting ahead of itself. And absent that, Eric, and absent that true dollar weakness that is, as we've discussed, when it comes to bond market, you know, you move from a sort of reflation to ultimately inflationary environment. It's quite hard to generate the economic growth which should come with reflation, which we saw in 2016, right? 2016, Janet Yellen backs off rate hikes, the dollar starts to weaken, the data turns around, precious metals take off, gold goes, silver goes, and platinum goes. In fact, silver and platinum outperform because they're higher beta metals. What we've got so far is we've got, you know, Bitcoin going, we've got gold going, but we don't have silver and platinum. And I think, as I said, what we need to see is we need to see a combination of dollar weakness and signs that dollar weakness is feeding through into economic strength. Could we be moving to that period? We'll see, right? We'll see. I think there's a decent chance. I would say that's probably my best case. I think these central banks have certainly shown willingness to do whatever it takes, so to speak, to engender that next wave of the cycle. You know, Powell said very clearly that our, you know, overriding objective is to punt the cycle and extend the cycle and extend the expansion. So if he does that, then he's got to get true reflation. True reflation. And in that environment, silver and platinum should start to perform. They just haven't so far. They just haven't. It's been very disappointing.
Julian, let's touch on the U.S. dollar. Based on what we've seen with this breakout, which frankly, I don't mind admitting, I was not expecting in gold, is it time to really turn bearish on the U.S. dollar?
The dollar, I think, is at a very interesting point here, Eric. I think, you know, I've been very much in the camp where I've been sitting basically on the sidelines on the dollar, having been super bullish at the end of last year and into the end of last year. We've been a little bit more agnostic because I think there's two offsetting forces. You've had on one side the Fed's ongoing QT, which I think is bullish, because I think there's generally a shortage of dollars in the system outside the Fed's QE. And obviously, QT is a net drag on that. We've been lucky to avoid, I think, a significant spike in the dollar. And that, I think, is down to the PBOC's continued intervention as part of the ongoing trade, should we say, detente. That's how I think I like to describe where we are at the moment. And that's kind of blunted and offset that dollar rise. And it's given the chance for the Fed to roll into easing and weaken the dollar. Now, I know a lot of people out there think that, you know, no one will let that happen, right? That the ECB will do everything in their powers to stop, in an environment where the Fed is easing, to stop the euro rallying. But I think, frankly, they're, you know, up the proverbial creek without a paddle. Ultimately, the US has got hundreds of basis points more that they can ease if they so need to and so desire to engineer a weaker dollar. And I don't know whether there's a ton that the ECB can do to offset that. So ultimately, I think if and when the Fed needs to generate that weaker dollar, they have the ability to do it. Are we on the cusp of it? Maybe. Maybe. I just, you know, we've been looking for trades. We haven't got any trades on at the moment. The only trade that we have on in the dollar is actually the gold trade, which I just talked about. But we're just watching for those technical signs. Where we are starting to see, and I think this is quite interesting, a little bit of more pronounced dollar weakness is actually against some of the emerging market currencies. So I think in broad terms, the dollar is actually showing some signs of weakness. I think that's reflationary. I think that's quite good news. And I'm sure some of the developed currencies will fight hard to try and prevent it. But as I said, end of the day, what are the Swiss going to do? What are the Europeans going to do? They've already got negative rates. The US has got a lot of positive rates. So, you know, the Fed has got the room to weaken the dollar. Whether they will do it straight off, we'll see on the data. But I think against some of these emerging market currencies, it's getting a little interesting. Haven't pulled the trigger on anything. As I said, only short, essentially pseudo short dollar trade that we have on at the moment is long gold.
Julian, before I let you go, please tell our listeners how they can follow your work. What can they expect to find at Macro Intelligence 2 Partners? That's mi2partners.com. And also tell us about your Macro Insiders project.
So the MI2 product is the institutional product. It's not necessarily you would miss out on stuff if you didn't subscribe to that and you subscribe to one of the other offerings. It's just it's very focused on institutional clients and lots of trades that are not really available, as you and I were discussing earlier, Eric, that aren't really available to retail investors. For retail investors, we suggest you look at the Macro Insiders product. That's what we produce in cahoots with Raoul Powell and his GMI product. If you're interested in either, please contact us at support@mi2partners.com. Alternatively, if you just want to follow me at Twitter, it's @JulianMI2.
Julian, thanks for another fantastic interview. We'll look forward to an update from you in a couple of weeks. Today's All-Stars episode was made possible by TopTradersUnplugged.com. If you want a different perspective on how to invest in today's markets without emotions and without predictions, go to TopTradersUnplugged.com/macro, where you can claim a free book about a highly dependable and consistent yet frequently overlooked investment strategy. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. For the Macro Voices Podcast Network, I'm Eric Townsend.
That concludes this edition of Macro Voices. Be sure to tune in each week to hear feature interviews with the brightest minds in finance and macroeconomics. Please register your free account at macrovoices.com. Once registered, you'll receive our free weekly research roundup email containing links to supporting documents from our featured guests and the very best free financial content our volunteer research team could find on the internet each week. You'll also gain access to our free research library. And the more registered users we have, the more we'll be able to recruit high-profile feature interview guests for future programs. So please register your free account today at macrovoices.com if you haven't already. You can subscribe to Macro Voices on iTunes to have Macro Voices automatically delivered to your mobile device each week free of charge. Macro Voices is presented for informational and entertainment purposes only. The information presented on Macro Voices should not be construed as investment advice. Always consult a licensed investment professional before making investment decisions. The views and opinions expressed on Macro Voices are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the show's hosts or sponsors. Macro Voices, its producers, sponsors, and hosts, Eric Townsend, shall not be liable for losses resulting from investment decisions based on information or viewpoints presented on Macro Voices.